Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about something called rates of return. Now, this may be a foreign concept to you, and trust me, if you're doing what most Americans are doing, which is handing your money over to a financial planner and hoping for the best when you get to some place close to retirement, you're not even focused on rates of return. I'm okay, you might be looking at your statement that you get every month or every quarter, however they send that to you, and you might be going, oh, at least there's more money there in the account. Well, part of the reason there's more money in the account is because every month they draft out of your paycheck and they put that money in there. But you have to look at what that money is doing for you. And on today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to tackle this concept of rates of return. We're going to talk about some of those different asset classes out there that you can put your money into. And we're going to talk about those rates of return and what that actually means for you further down the road. And you're thinking to yourself, this is going to be bad. And I'm here to tell you it's not going to be that bad. I've taken the sting out of it. This is not going to be the micro slash macro economic slash finance hybrid course that you took in college where you have to sit here and crunch numbers and none of those numbers make any sense. But you got to figure out how to crunch them because you have to take a test, right? Well, let's put this in real life details. You take a test every day. You take a test every day with regards to your rate of returns. See, whatever you have your money invested in, if it's invested in anything, I mean, it could be just be sitting there as cash. But when you look at those rates of return, that tells you how effectively your money's working for you. That's very important to know. Now, a lot of people, they're advised at an early age to put money into a 401k or put money into an IRA or take advantage of that TSP account or the SEP. Let's just talk about a 401k. You may or may not have one. It doesn't matter. If you've got one of those other things, you have something similar to a 401k. In other words, money is coming out of your paycheck, usually before you see it. I mean, it's usually a, what do they call those, a direct draft, where they just, you know, they take X amount of dollars because you told them out of your paycheck. You never see it. It's fire and forget. That means you can't put that money in your hands and actually go out and spend it. It actually gets put aside into one of those accounts, and it sits in that account. And then your financial planner invests that money into different assets based on your risk tolerance and your desire for growth. And you could own micro shares of 100 different stocks in your portfolio. So here's the question I have for you. If you own shares in 100 different companies, what do you know about those companies? What do you know about the potential earnings of those companies? What do you know about the growth concepts of those companies? What do you know about products or services that they're developing that will make them unique and therefore drive market share to them, thus increasing revenue? What do you know about all that stuff? And the magic answer is this: I don't need to know because my financial planner knows. Yeah. You know what? That's not a good way to do this. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and do research on 100 different companies. I mean, after all, that's what you're paying your financial planner to do for you, right? To have enough knowledge about these different companies and what you're trying to achieve for your future results. But I think you're a little bit off track. When you give your money to somebody and trust them to do good things for you, you're giving up control. You are giving up control. And you're probably very busy. So you probably don't put a lot of time and effort into reading that annual document that they send you that's like, what, a quarter inch thick? And it talks about all the different trades that whatever fund you're in did, what they bought, what they sold. They actually give you pretty decent information about the companies because by law they have to. And in those documents, they usually talk about, you know, internal rates of returns based on what the stock did and didn't do and how they repositioned your money by selling certain underperforming assets and buying others that had greater potential. I mean, that stuff is going on in your investment fund, but you're not aware of it because you're focused on what is directly in front of you. But you really need to know what your rates of return are. And you need to understand what those rates of return mean. So in other words, if you have an investment that has a 100% rate of return, what it means is you've effectively doubled your money. That's what it means. So if you have an investment that, let's say, has a, oh, let's get you a real-time one. Okay, so I'm looking at the S&P 500 five-year return. I'm looking at a chart. It was provided by a site called ycharts.com, and they did an analysis of what the S&P 500 has done over a five-year period. So this is a backward-looking approach to what the S&P 500 has done based on today. So looking back 5 years. So what it's telling me is that the S&P 500 five-year return is the investment return received for a five-year period, excluding any dividends paid, when holding the S&P 500 index and investing into it. The S&P 500 index is a basket of 500 large U.S. stocks. That's right. So when I say you're potentially, if you're invested in the S&P 500 index, you're invested in essentially 500 different companies. So the S&P 500 index is a basket of 500 different large U.S. companies weighted by market cap. Yeah, so that's something else that they do. It's the most widely followed index, and it represents what the overall stock market is doing. Now, this is what Ychart says about the five-year performance of the S&P 500. The five-year rate of return is at 92.88%. That's not bad, 92.88%, compared to 97.24% when it was measured last month. So it's actually gone down a little bit because the stock market, it fluctuates. It goes up and it goes down. And a year ago, it was only projecting, well, it was only showing a rate of return of 24.99%. Because if you recall, a year ago, coronavirus hit the front pages. The country just kind of shut down. So that had an effect on your rates of return. Now, the good news is that market has recovered, but it's not great news. We come back from the break. I'm going to talk to you about an investment that can get you a over 400% rate of return in just 5 years. Stick around.
Del Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So according to Ychart, if you had put money into the S&P 500, and I'm just saying a one-time shot, 5 years ago, you put money in and you just let it ride. You let it ride. And 5 years later, effective today, the S&P 500 produced a 92.88% return on your money. It's not bad, is it? I mean, kind of shows that maybe the stock market kind of works, right? But here's the bad news. Let's say you go a year back. A year ago, the stock market didn't do very well because coronavirus took over the country, panicked the markets, caused selling, prices dropped. It was kind of a mess. Now, fortunately for everybody in the stock market, that market recovered. It had a V-shaped recovery, which is good. It's good. And even though I don't believe in investing in the stock market, for those of you that do invest in the stock market, I don't want you to be damaged. I want you to realize that you've got capital sitting there that you can repurpose to another asset class that can give you actually much better returns. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but you know, it's just easy for me to let them take it out of my check and go ahead and invest. I trust them. And hey, Al, you said a five-year period, you know, we're looking at a 92.88% return. Yeah, except if you go back a year and you look at the five-year return a year ago, it was only 24.99%, which isn't very good, especially for a five-year hold. Now, some of you are thinking, well, you know, there's other asset classes out there that I can invest in. And you're absolutely right. There are. Let me just go to Robeco.com. They published a 116-page report that talked about the expected annual returns on certain assets. And some of the assets that they analyzed were bonds. Now, bonds are not doing so well. If you look at the five-year annualized return of the domestic AAA government bond, it's got about a 2.5% return projected. So if you put your money into that today, in 5 years, you can expect a 2.5% return. But in that same column, they talk about inflation. And they say inflation is going to be potentially 2%. So when you apply that 2% inflation to that 2.5% expected return on a domestic AAA government bond, you're only making 0.5%. It's kind of like just having the money in a savings account. Might actually be a little safer in the savings account, right? Oh, wait a minute, because the savings account is only paying 0.5%, even though it's FDIC insured, but inflation is 2%. So really your money is sitting there, it's ready to go, but it slightly devalues over time. I know this stuff is nuts, isn't it? Let's talk about my favorite asset class. Let's talk about real estate, because real estate has the ability to earn you money five different ways. There's the cash flow that comes off of the investment that you can use however you want. A lot of our members, they just take that cash flow and they like to set it aside and let it build up and accumulate because they use that money to get another asset. Other members, they go, hey, you know what? That $400 coming off my house, that house right there, that pays my car payment. Yeah, they're doing something called, we like to call it chunking. In other words, you buy an asset and that asset helps to pay your bills. And that's how you get to a point of retirement in 5 years or less, by having enough passive income coming in so that it meets or exceeds all of your expenses and you're in control. You can go back to work if you want, or you can go to a different job if you want, or you can choose not to work. It's really a good place to be. But let me talk about a deal that came across my desk this morning. Now, I'm not going to give you the address of the property because this is a property that was presented to me and it's got a confidentiality agreement on it. So I can't tell you where it is, but I can tell you about the property. But before I tell you about the property, let me tell you about the projected returns. Because what I do, the first thing I do when I analyze a property is I look at what is the potential for that property. What can that property do for me? Can it create cash flow? Can it create equity capture? Can it create equity growth? What is in the big picture for me? What if I hold that asset 5 years? What is my rate of return over that 5-year period? See, I look at all of that And it doesn't take me very long to figure that out. And then if the numbers look good, then I'm interested in the property. I'm looking at pictures of this property. It doesn't look very good. It really doesn't look very good. But let me tell you the potential of this thing. Properties in that neighborhood where this property is at have sold. I've got the comps. I've got the recent comps. Have sold from anywhere from 225 to 235. That's the fair market, or as we like to call it, the after repair value of that property range. Because there are properties that were all fixed up that sold in that range. Now, I told you this property, it's kind of a mess. It's kind of a mess. And it can be bought for $116,000. Yeah, that's right. Because it's got a lot of issues. And I'll get into some of those issues a little later on in the show. But here's the thing. It's going to take about $70,000 to bring this property back to its glory days. If you make this property look like it used to look back in its glory days, it's going to attract a lot of people that will be interested to live there. And that's important. So when I do the analysis on the rents, this particular property, because of the amount of money that needs to go into it to renovate it, and what that property can command for rent, it affects the cash flow a little bit. So the cash flow on this thing, that we can rent this thing for probably about $1,395, $1,400. We'll call it $1,400. That's what market rents are going for a fixed up property in that area. And then when you take out the cost of operating the property, basically the principal, the interest, taxes, and insurance, you don't really have to worry about maintenance because you just spent about $70,000 making sure there were no maintenance problems in this property. Your cash flow is going to be about $224 a month. That's based on my estimate. That's a conservative number. But because you bought the property the way we teach you to buy the property, you didn't go out and spend $116,000 to buy the property. Nor did you go out and spend, 20% of $116,000 to put a loan on the property. If you found a lender that would loan on this thing, as well as the $70,000 that you need to do all the renovations and the $10,000 for all the ancillary closing and operating costs while you're doing the renovation, it's a lot of money, right? But when you do it the way we teach you how to do it, your cash out of pocket is $24,000. And it gets even better because based on that $24,000 that you put into the property, this property has a lot of upside potential on the equity capture side. So this particular property is good for somebody that's not too worried about the cash flow, but really wants to grow their money. They're looking at the rates of return over time. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the rest of the numbers. I'll tell you the rest of the story about this property, and we'll talk about whether or not it makes sense for you. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let's jump into the numbers here on this property. And what I want to convey to you is that you really have to have a good understanding for what your rates of return are. Now, the majority of you who are investing money somewhere are probably not getting the benefit of something called cash flow. In other words, money that is produced by the investment that comes directly back to you. Now, if you're invested in stocks, there are stocks out there that pay dividends, but those dividends tend to go right back into the stock account. There's usually no separate check that comes to you that you can go spend on anything that you want. Now, this particular property that came across my desk this morning is kind of interesting. It's not a property that you would go after if you're looking for cash flows, if you're looking for really good rates of return with regards to the amount of cash that the asset can produce for you. Here's what I mean. The property will produce about $224 a monthly cash flow, call it $225. So when you annualize that, you're going to get an income stream of not quite $2,700. And when you look at that $2,700 and you compare it to the fact that you put $24,000 into the deal, your cash on cash return is 11%. Okay, 11% is not bad. Take a look at what maybe you're getting for returns in your investments that are producing cash. Oh, wait a minute. You may not be invested in things that are producing cash. So this thing's going to produce cash for you. And let's say you hold it for a five-year term. Let's say that's your strategy. You're going to buy this thing. You're going to fix it up. You're going to fix everything that could go wrong in the next 5 years. You're going to make it new or like new, and really the nicest property on the market for rent in that neighborhood. So long term, and I'm going to keep the numbers really super simple. We're not going to do anything like rent increases or anything or changes in expenses. We're just going to say, like in economy class, if all things remain constant, this is the result. So if you accumulated all of that cash over a five-year period of time, you would receive almost $13,500 in cash flow from that property over a five-year period of time, which actually affects your rate of return, because as you've held that property longer, the money that you put into that property, that $24,000 that you put into this property to buy it and renovate it, that stays the same. It does. So your effective rate of return after a five-year hold on the cash piece is 56%. And you're thinking to yourself, well, dude, you just told me that the S&P 500 was producing like 93%. Yeah, effective today, looking back 5 years. I also told you that a year ago, it was only producing 25% looking back 5 years. Okay, so you have to take those things into consideration. This property that I'm talking about, however, is, in my opinion, an excellent opportunity for somebody that wants to grow their wealth. In other words, increase their equity. Because this property, based on what it costs to buy it, what it costs to renovate it, what it costs to do the operational things that you need to do to put a great resident in that property. And by the way, this sounds like it's a ton of work, but it sounds like it's a ton of work. It's really not a ton of work, especially once we teach you how to do it effectively. This property on a five-year hold can give you a return of almost 480% on your original investment. And here's how it does it. The property is going to potentially increase in value. We know that real estate goes up in value every 20 years. It tends to double every 20 years. So I'm using a very conservative number. I'm saying, okay, the property price or fair market value will go up 3.5% per year. So I'm doing a projection to calculate what that increase is. I'm also doing a projection to calculate what the principal on the note that you will put on this property is doing. You see, when you make that note payment, part of it goes to principal, the rest of it goes to interest, and of course your escrow accounts. But every month when that principal hits, it reduces the amount that you owe on the property, which is, again, increasing your equity in the property. It's a really cool thing. So over time, what happens is this. The property that started with an after repair value of $221,000 that you put $24,000 into, the calculation for the appreciation is $41,500 estimated. You're also going to get some principal pay down of about $13,900. And then when you look at what your estimated loan balance is at the time you sell in 5 years, you only owe about $152,000 on this property. So everything else is equity. I mean, you're looking at $110,000, a little bit more than $110,000 in equity in this property. There's going to be some cost to sell that property. It's the cost of doing business. So we'll take $9,000 off for that. I like to estimate 8% for my closing costs. That usually covers all the cost of sale, commissions, title insurance, whatever. Your adjusted capital gain, in other words, the check that you would expect to receive from the title company when this property sells, is $101,800 estimated. In a five-year period, just on the fact that the property has increased in value, partially because you helped the property get back to its glory days, you got it to a price point that is a retail price point, but you bought it at a wholesale price point. And even with all the cost to do the renovations, you still kept that property at a wholesale buy point because you captured a bunch of equity in there, about $24,000 in equity once you got everything done. I know I'm hurting your brain and I apologize for that, but think about it. It's a 423% return just on the equity growth. And then if you add in the cash flows, remember that $13,500 in cash that property produced over a five-year period? Let's say you just set that aside. And then you add that money to the check that you received from the escrow company when you sold the property, you're looking at a combined return of 479%. You heard me correctly. 479%. To me, that's a better return on investment than what the S&P 500 is doing, regardless of where you track it. I mean, the S&P 500, the five-year projection could be, let's say it is 100%. That's all fine and dandy. But I've got an asset staring me in the face that has the ability to produce 479% of return rate just on the $24,000 I put into the deal. And the reason I bring this up is that you may be in a position where that's kind of what you've got. That's your seed money. That's the money that you're going to start with, planting those seeds. So you plant that $24,000 seed in this property. You renovate it. You operate it correctly. It doesn't take a ton of time. And you're looking at incredible rates of return over a five-year period. I mean, you think about it. You more than quadrupled your money. You know, you almost got to that fivefold point. And see, that's the power of real estate. And the reason your financial planner doesn't tell you about real estate is because they don't know about real estate. See, they have to take all these tests and all these different series things that have to do with investing in the stock market and complying with SEC law and things like that. And they're knowledgeable about all that stuff. They can no further predict the value of an asset in the stock market than you or I can. Okay, they might be better at guessing than we are. But here, I can map the whole thing out. And I can see that this asset would be a great opportunity if I wanted to take $24,000 and turn it into over $100,000, plus an additional $13,500 in cash flows. Yeah, it's a completely different thing. You can learn how to do this. It is not that hard. It is not hard at all. But it's going to take some effort on your part. You have to come, first of all, see if we're a good fit for you. So check out our free workshops at freeworkshoplivestream.com. And then once you see that, become a member and let's get you started on changing your life.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.